The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I have wondered sometimes whether a caterpillar ever thinks it's going to become a butterfly. And I wondered, you know, maybe they don't, maybe it hasn't occurred to them, and they think that they're always going to be a caterpillar because that's what they are. So, and probably, I don't know how much thinking caterpillars do, but I know that human beings who do a lot of thinking will often think that they're going to be the way they are forever, or this is it, this is how things are. We have an amazing capacity to come to grand conclusions. This is how it is somehow, or this, but all kinds of things. But we live in a world where pretty much everything can become a butterfly, but we can become butterflies. We have capacity for change and unfolding and growth and development. That's quite astounding, that what's possible inside and what can come and develop. And that one of the challenges for this is our thinking and how we get caught up in a certain way of thinking. It has to be this way, or this is it. And what happens when people, maybe some of you already have seen this, that our perspective of ourselves, perspective of the situation, shifts according to the state of mind that we're in. And when you meditate, there's state shifts that go on. And those state shifts gives us a different perspective on what's important, who we are, and what's possible for us. And it's remarkable what can happen if we're no longer living, taking up residency in the world of our thinking, where we're not experiencing the world, perceiving the world, thinking about the world through the whole lens of only what we think. And we can be swirling around in thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. And that's where sometimes we get to grand conclusions. We can talk ourselves into a certain conclusion about things. A mind is capable of thinking all kinds of things. And this is how it is. And this idea that this is how it is kind of a dangerous thought. One of the great little three-word Dharma sayings that comes from the teacher Suzuki Roshi is not always so. Not always so. Kind of a break the kind of the grip that our thoughts have. It has to be a certain way. It is a certain way. And so when we meditate, we might be able to actually experience some of these shifts and states that go on. And so, for example, the instructions I gave this morning was, if you're thinking a lot, continue to think, but think about what you're mindful of. As opposed to trying to come back and be aware of what's going on, be aware of your breath or the present moment, because you can't, because you're thinking about all kinds of other things. Just keep thinking about it, but don't think about all kinds of things. Think about your breathing. Think about the present moment, what's happening here. And so when you first start sitting, sometimes the state of mind is one of the mind being swirling in thought, caught up in thoughts and concerns. At some point, if you keep bringing the attention to the present moment and but you're actually still actively thinking about the present moment, at some point you'll notice it's actually gotten relatively easy to stay here with your thoughts, thinking about it. And then at some point it might be easy to stop thinking so much discursive thought and just be present in a much more silent, simple way, because the mind has settled. The centrifugal force of the mind to think about things and spin outwards has quieted down. And the energy of the mind, the focus of the mind, is kind of feels like it's at rest or settled here. At some point in the practice, it becomes easier to stay present than it is to wander off. When you first start, it's easier to wander off. And then it becomes easier to stay present than it is to wander off. And then, if we don't have, if we're not telling ourselves so many stories, if we're not explaining the truth to the us and to the world, but rather, then we have a chance for that which is that which is cocooning inside of us, that's going to become a butterfly, to be fed, to be nourished, to have a time, its time. Too often, I think, our thoughts, if we're lost in them, are like little caterpillars that were just, nibbling away and trying to find its way. And what really, what they most need is to be cocooned so they can be transformed into something beautiful. So we do our thinking mind a tremendous service to it. It's a wonderful part of our being, but we do it a great service if we can somehow get quiet enough, still enough, that thinking capacity, the place where thinking arises from, gets cocooned, gets soft and present, and we're right there. There's no wandering off. The mind's, we're not getting distracted. We're kind of here, cocooning at this quiet, beautiful, quiet or inner or tender place within, and allowing something to then metamorphize in that meditation cocoon. Stay close to your cocoon. Build a cocoon. Stay here so something can metamorphize. And maybe, I don't know what you think about butterflies, but for some people they're kind of cute and nice, beautiful. Maybe you have your own ideas of something different. Maybe some of you are more like tadpoles and you're going to become frogs. Maybe that's better, simile for this. Or maybe you're swans that, will come out of its egg or something. But anyway, the idea is to cocoon or nourish, nest. Kind of create a nest inside where you can kind of sit and breathe and be present. So there's something deeper has a chance to unfold that can't unfold if we're kind of nibbling at all the leaves in the mind, the thinking and wanting and judging and planning and reviewing and concluding about things. Much of the suffering we have in the world, and much of the suffering that we perpetuate onto the others, goes through the thinking mind, the thoughts we have. But if we can get down to the root of thoughts, where they begin, and cocoon it, and nurture, nest in that place, inevitably that which is beautiful inside of us will have a chance to surface and come out. So I think what motivated me to talk about this today is the value of trusting the process of practice that brings us into different states of mind. So that when you're in particular states, ordinary everyday states of mind where the mind is thinking a lot and preoccupied and distractible and caught up in things that it is, it's actually quite helpful not to give too much authority to that way of being. Or don't assume that this is the accurate way of being in the world, the accurate way in which you see yourself and see the world. And you say, I'm in a state right now. It's a wonderful English expression, but I'm in a state. It usually means you're stirred up or something. And I'm just in a state, and with that state comes a certain way of thinking, a certain way of concluding, a certain way of seeing the world. But it's just because I'm in the state. And I'll see it all very differently if I can drop down to, there are other states to be in, and these meditative states, the calm, the subtleness that comes, the place where we're cocooning ourselves in a deep way, gives us a very different perspective of it all. And so to know that there are different perspectives, so that we're not giving this, fixating ourselves on the conclusions from one state and thinking this is the truth, but opposed, instead saying, oh, well, this is how I see it now. I think that there are other ways of seeing it as well. And that can be a little more complicated version of not always so. So, great. So, thank you. Thank you for being here. And now we'll spend the next...